Hello everybody, I'm George Meiden. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. This is talking about what happened in Russia just a few days ago, and that is that Yabloko has been outlawed. It's something like Rossiyskaya Objedinonnaya Demokratiska Partia. So the Russian United Democratic Party that goes by the name Yabloko, which is literally apple, even though that's not an acronym of the party's name. So its roots go back to the 1990s. And believed in real democracy, free and fair elections, both for every Russian man and woman, accountability, slimming down the armed forces, no longer having armed forces abroad, no death penalty, officially or unofficially, no torture, fair trials, a genuinely free media. So turning Russia into just the same as a free country like sort of France or Australia or Switzerland, or, you know, even somewhere that's free, like even like Romania and Poland are that free these days. And that was it. And when liberal was not a word that was demonized in Russia, it says, even when I was there, there was a Russian teacher who was recorded without his knowledge in school. And he was saying to his pupils, liberalism is the same as fascism. It's about rights for subhumans, which I thought was rather ironic, because that'd be a fascistic notion that some people are subhumans. Equality and no more kleptocracy. But anyway, they have now finally been criminalized, and they did poorly in elections. Grigory Yavlinsky was a presidential candidate a few times. I saw him address the Oxford Union in about 2001, and he's still living in Russia, I believe. So it became more and more difficult to register a Russian political party, the funds you had to show, the signatures you had to show, and if you sort of understated or overstated your funds by a kopeck, they would say it's invalid. They would just, and they would say some of the signatures were forged, people didn't exist. Likewise, to when you're getting nominations to seek elections and so on. Radina, as in motherland, that is a Putinite party. And that suggested that Yabloko be outlawed. So it's the only party to say no, no to the special military operation. They have to say that, they're not to say war, because it's a crime to tell the plain truth. There were hundreds of people who were Yabloko supporters there, waving flags and singing songs. I mean, they're lucky they don't get arrested. They might be arrested later on, and so on, saying that this is a shame. So Yabloko had also said that homosexuality is something to be ashamed of. Gay people should be allowed to live gay openly. Gay nightclubs, I don't know if they support a gay marriage or something like that. But homosexual acts have not actually been criminalized in Russia, but everything around it has. Any encouragement of it. The so-called international gay movement has been criminalized. So, anything for any promotion of homosexualism is illegal. So any display of the rainbow flag, anything like that, obviously no pride marches, blah, blah, blah. So that's been criminalized since 2023. I knew gay people in Russia, and they said gay dating apps were risky because you might meet someone who's there to beat you up, and the police will do nothing about it, and so on. And even the majority of doctors said that homosexuality was immoral, which is surprising. I think the most educated profession would be quite broad-minded and libertarian on this one. Yabloko, they got in trouble for singing a song from the time of the USSR, that there always be sunshine, and so on. And there was a claim that Yabloko received money from the United States and Germany, making it a foreign agent and all the rest of it. So, because of course the legislative elections are coming up in September. Now these are a charade, but the government would like not to cheat too badly. It's got United Russia, which is Putin's fan club. He's not been a member of about 12 years. He's an independent, but everyone knows that's his party. There's Radina, the Communist Party, the Liberal Democrats, A Just Russia, and they're all versions of the same thing. They're shades of the same color. A Just Russia used to be a bit more democratic, saying something against kleptocracy. It's not anymore. It's Wagnerite. So they're all howling like wolves, baying for Ukrainian blood and so on, trying to outdo each other in frothing at the mouth, ultra-nationalism, irredentism, militarism. Now, the Liberal Democrats, they lost Grigory Yavlinsky, their sort of blowhard loon, talking about reducing cities to, radioactive ash. Now, he said that 30 years ago. He died just after this war began. And he even, I think, blurted out the date the war was going to begin, but I think he got it 2 days out, maybe because they delayed the war by 2 days or something like that. And the guy who's taken over from him, I don't even remember his name now, Slutsky, Leonid Slutsky, he can't fill those big shoes. He's not got the presence that Yavlinsky did. Yavlinsky, at best was a clown, really was a genocidaire. So the government is worried they'd have to cheat very, very blatantly indeed to defeat Yabloko. Yabloko might get a couple of people elected, and they don't want anyone elected. So Russia is becoming ever more airless. Okay, so the chairman of the party got 7 years in jail for telling the truth about Ukrainian civilian deaths in Mariupol, Bucha, and elsewhere. Because anything that doesn't come from Russian affiliates or military sources, you're not allowed to publish it. Two deputy chairmen have also got seven-year sentences for something similar. So Yabloko suffered these cyber attacks. You know, he's found it almost impossible to get donations and so on like that. Okay, remember, for peace and freedom, the only party to say end the special military operation, we recognize the Ukrainian borders of 2013. The only party sort of pleading for sanity and humanity. They say want a life without fear. They said ceasefire, diplomacy, and peace. For a Russia free from fear and political repression. What's wrong with that? Free from fear. Why is that bad? Free from political repression. So anyway, people are criminalized for exercising their rights under the Russian Russian constitution. Remember, the Russian constitution says there is no censorship. Well, there is, because there's so many exceptions, except dishonoring the Red Army's military glory, except rehabilitating Nazism, except calling the Ukraine war a war, except reporting anything not from Russian official military sources, except insulting any public official, except harming religious feelings, except promoting homosexuality. And I can't think of too many other exceptions, except telling the truth that Crimea is part of Ukraine, and. Okay, so that's it. So the government is very intolerant of dissent, is very worrying. Now, Yabloko hasn't had any seats since 2003 in the State Duma. It shows you how frightened the government is. It's frightened of its own people. Yeah. So remember, Alexei Navalny was in it, but he got kicked out in 2007. I can't remember quite why. But again, was a fearless and a tireless campaigner for human rights and anti-corruption until his murder in prison in 2024 turned out there was some sort of rare, was it like frog poison that was injected into it. They obviously managed to take some tiny sample of his tissue and then have that analyzed abroad long time after his death. So anyway, United Russia has got only 33% of the polls, which is its lowest ever. People unhappy with surging inflation, internet blackouts, more and more drone strikes, the high cost of petrol, hours long queues for petrol because the refinery is being blown up, mounting war casualties and nothing to show for it, really gaining nothing. In 2026, their net gain in territory is about zero in Ukraine. Having to call in more North Korean troops is a possibility of another wave of mobilization, as in conscripting people. So the blood tax, they don't like that one either. And of course, the elite are not suffering too badly because they're stealing from the poor. So that is a very worrying about it. So, you know, Yabloko got only 1.3% of the vote in 2021. And so why would that be considered any significant danger to the establishment? Well, they're worried it might be a lot higher. And they've got almost no access to the media. Media reportage them was almost universally hostile. So anyway, staggering they got that much, really. You think that rigging election wouldn't be difficult. You wouldn't really have to stuff the ballots. And it's been proven that over 10 million ballots were, bogus ballots were cast. The government's happy with apathy. People just get on with their lives, do other things, and just don't care about politics. 140 million Russians, only about 100 million of them are voting age. 25% of the voters are pensioners, and they are more likely to vote than others. So although 25% of the electorate are pensioners, those who vote is more like 40%. Partly they've bought more than nothing else to do, so to look after them. But the young people, the young men, they're the ones who might go and get killed. And the young women, it's their boyfriends, husbands, brothers who are the ones who are going to get killed. So obviously they tend to be more anti-war. So low election turnout. So yeah, that's why they're a bit frightened about this. And they'd rather not to have to rig it too much. Well, it's a dark day for Russia. And, you know, freedom for Russia seems further off than ever, I'm afraid. They're just hoping there'll be a sudden collapse and suddenly there'll be a free Russia. But I'm not bating my breath. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, George Callahan 7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.